Groups of obstetricians in Las Vegas, Nevada, stopped taking new patients this week. They're trying to keep the number of deliveries down in response to a new policy that is pushing medical malpractice insurance rates sky high. Dr. John Nowens is the president of the Clark County OBGYN Society and one of the doctors affected by increases in his premiums.
The premium set by APA, which is the largest insurance company insuring obstetricians in Clark County, is looking at $107,000 to deliver babies, and that's if you're doing between 125 and 175 deliveries per year. To get a discount on that premium, you have to go below 125, and over 175 deliveries a year, and you're looking at a premium surplus of 25% more.
If you deliver more babies.
Correct.
How many babies would you deliver a year, say, without any of these insurance calculations?
Most obstetricians deliver somewhere between 15 and 20, 25 a month.
A month? Mm-hmm. So you can go over that number, 125, pretty easily.
Some have already reached 125, and it's just me.
Hmm. Did you turn away new patients this week?
Yeah, yes, I had to. See, the situation is, even if I deliver less than 125 per year, I'm still going to experience over 100% increase in my premium. So I'm trying to get into the 124 deliveries or less, and so that I can get into a lower premium bracket.
What about a patient who's due to deliver in September? She's already pregnant. You would not deliver the baby.
Well, you know, what I'm doing, and I can't speak for others as an individual, I'm going to take care of my already established pregnant women, and I'm analyzing now whether I'm going to go over that 125 deliveries. And so I plan to deliver all the ladies that I presently have in my practice. I've delivered about 50 babies already this year, and I have quite a few to deliver the rest of the year, and that's taking on no more patients at this time.
But if one of your patients who only goes to you for gynecological services right now becomes pregnant, you would say, I can't deliver your baby.
Right now, that's what I'm doing.
How many doctors have decided to turn away new patients that you know of?
I would say most, because they're trying to keep their numbers down so their premiums would stay at their lowest possible level.
Are doctors leaving Las Vegas because of it?
Oh, yeah. I know presently of 6 physicians who will be leaving. The increases we're experiencing, these 100 and 200% increases and more, is a record breaker in the whole USA.
Where will a woman be able to go to have a baby now? I mean, within a reasonable radius of their home?
We don't know. Right now, it's predicted that if obstetricians follow these regulations, that about 10,000 women will have difficulty finding a doctor to deliver them in Clark County.
Dr. Nowens, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Dr. John Nowens is president of the Clark County, Nevada OBGYN Society. We called the American Physicians Assurance Corporation, which insures many of Clark County's obstetricians, to ask about the significant premium increases. Sheila Wright is the company's spokesperson. She says the APA is sympathetic to the physician's problem.
Last year in Nevada, for every dollar of premium we took in, we paid out $1.71 in claims and claims expense. So obviously we can't continue to insure doctors at that rate and remain a going concern. Physicians, particularly obstetricians, are targets for lawsuits, and the people of Nevada have to make a decision whether they want physicians limiting or quitting their practice or put in place some sort of meaningful protection for doctors against lawsuits in the form of tort reform. But until that happens, it's going to continue to be a very difficult environment for physicians and their insurance companies, and it can only get worse.
Sheila Wright of the American Physicians Assurance Corporation, speaking from East Lansing, Michigan.